Hey guys, I'm super, super excited to be finally launching this on the blog. So we'll be having podcasts here, ranging from issues on love, self-esteem, self-image, encouragement, and just stuff to encourage you, yeah? You know how some people were born to write, some were born to dance? Well, I was born to talk. Talking is what I do. I love to talk. It's not like I'm a talkative, but I just like to talk. I like to express myself. I'm not much of a writer. It's something I'm learning. I'm just applying myself to. So I'm really super excited to finally have this on the blog. Okay, so let's get down to it. For the first episode of the podcast, today I'll be doing a little freestyle. Okay, not really a freestyle. I wrote this poem like last year around August. So this poem or this piece or this spoken word is for a sister out there that is struggling with self-image, struggling with self-worth and self-esteem. So I hope you like it. And please comment, share, and help a sister get it right. So here it goes. Perfection is something we all strive for, and yet we know that no one is perfect. You want to talk right, look right, walk right, and even feel right. You wear an expression of strength and confidence while deep within you are weak and unguarded. You feel a little more this and a little more that will take you closer, a bit closer to that perfect image of yourself that you have in your head. You try to keep up with the latest fashion trends, but your bank account says no. And all those girls on Instagram and magazine covers do not make it any easier, flaunting their perfect lips, nose, eyes, and bodies on those pictures and pages. And you can't help but think of your imperfections, your full lips, your small breasts, your curved legs, your big nose. Why you weren't created a bit taller with a more prettier face remains a mystery to you. Result to wearing tight and revealing clothes because a girl has got to sell her market. And boy, you do know your selling points, your backside, your body. So you begin to get the attention you have always craved for. Men calling you from every corner. And then you have what you want. You feel pretty and almost perfect. Almost perfect because there's this feeling of emptiness and longing to do so much more. This can't be it. You begin to withdraw. You begin to feel depressed, thinking of how worthless you are. The many one-night stands and promises which were never fulfilled. What you fail to understand is that your imperfections are part of the things that make you perfect. There is no one with the same traits as you. There is no one you were than you. You are unique. Begin to see your flaws as the things that make you you. You are beautiful and no one can tell you otherwise unless you permit them to. Listen, your worth is not based on what you've done or what you look like. Your worth is based on who you are, the skills and abilities you have. Now let me repeat this again. Your worth is not based on what you've done or what you look like. Your worth is based on who you are, the skills and abilities you have. It is never too late to start again. Develop your skill and talents and you'll find worth in that. I hope you guys like this. All right, signing out. Peace.